It's Ron's first time to Hogwarts as well.
Some fans of Quidditch, Muggles, and Fluffy, the three-headed dog, finally have a chance to see them on the big screen. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone premiered in London last night. The movie is based on the best-selling book by J.K. Rowling. T.R. Reid is London bureau chief for the Washington Post, and he was there for the big event, weren't you?
I was, Bob. I don't want to lord it over your listeners or anything, but I just want to say I've seen this movie and nobody in America has. Ha.
So how was the show?
Great movie. It's really magic. I love these books, and they've done a marvelous job of sticking to the books. J.K. Rowling, the author, was evidently there for every scene, and they wouldn't put it in the can until she said it was okay. The kid being delivered on the flying motorcycle is there. The glimmering unicorn blood is there. Everything is there, so that's really quite nice. There's one flaw with the movie, and that is it goes on for 2.5 hours. And, you know, after 130, 140 minutes, even the staunchest fan starts to wave a little.
So for those of us who haven't read the book, what is the story?
This is the most famous student at the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. And he stood up to a great demon. That's why he has, Bob, you've been wondering why he has that mysterious lightning-shaped scar on his forehead. That's why. And he gets a scholarship to go to Hogwarts and involves in all sorts of magic and mystery. In the book, there's a really good mystery story wrapped in with all this magic, but they had to kind of downplay that in the movie because they're too busy with the magical food and the three-headed dog and the snake who talks and all that stuff.
And the 10,000 fans who turned out for the premiere, what did they think of it?
Brilliant. That's the British word for great, and everybody I saw said brilliant. They loved it. We went with two very nice kids from South London, which was fortunate because this is a Warner Brothers movie, so the people invited to the premiere seem to be actors and singers who have a Warner Brothers movie or album coming out soon, and they need the publicity. So these kids pointed out to me, we saw Claire from Steps. Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Me neither. Hey, there's Charlene from Texas. Texas is a band, not a state, evidently. We did see Emma Bunton, that's Baby Spice. We didn't see Ginger, my favorite Spice Girl. We saw Fergie, the former Duchess of York, and her two daughters, Princess Beatrix and Eugenie. You need some minor royals at any British event. I will tell you, the biggest Christmas present in America this year, you want to hear what it is?
What would that be?
That would be the maroon and yellow striped scarf, which is the official uniform of Gryffindor, the house at Hogwarts School where Harry lives. And I think every kid in America is going to get one of these for Christmas.
Who's in this movie? Anybody I know?
Do you know Robbie Coltrane? Do you know him? He's a hugely fat, funny Scottish comedian, no?
No.
Richard Harris is in it. He plays Dumbledore. He's marvelous as Dumbledore. Maggie Smith plays a cat who turns into a professor. You got to see this to figure these things out. And then three complete beginners. The kid who plays Ron Weasley is marvelous. He's redheaded and darling. The girl who plays Hermione is really grating, but I think Hermione is supposed to be grating. And then the Harry Potter character was really disappointing to me. This kid is into minimalist art. He's kind of a Brando type, right? So somebody gives him a vomit-flavored candy bar, you know, or he runs into a three-headed dog or a snake talks to him, and he just kind of blinks his eyes. I wanted more reaction from Harry myself.
This is opening when here?
November 16th, of course. Did I point out, Bob, I've already seen this movie, but yeah, November 16th in America, and I think you better line up now for tickets. Evidently, it has the biggest advance sale of any movie in history.
Do you want to come over here for the premiere in the U.S.?
Don't you think I should be there? I think it's right. I need some kids, though, to identify the pop stars for me.
Thanks.
Sure.
T.R. Reid is London bureau chief for the Washington Post.